Halcyon days. These are times in our past, relatively happy times that we often think about. Back then, we were too focused on sad times, desperately praying that God would deliver us, and He did. But now we often forget how sad those days were. We yearn for today's life to be more like back in our halcyon days. Such hope is ours when we trust God. For indeed, Jesus described in Matthew 24 how bad life will become for this world in comparison to our past halcyon days. For indeed, like in 2 Peter 3:9, God with grace has waited patiently for people to grieve for their sins and stop sinning. But the day is coming when God will judge the world, as He's warned all through our Bible. In our halcyon days, memories will flicker when, as Jesus said, like birth pangs, troubles will get worse and worse. Yet God is with us, Jesus Emmanuel, the hope of all who trust Him. Joy and peace, even when halcyon days end. We have some happy memories of our past, our halcyon days. In them, God drew our attention to many warnings in His Bible, but we people usually ignore them while life is going good enough. Then news reports increasingly warned everyone, earthquakes and tremors on America's west coast, so many we hear jokes about California falling into the ocean, wildfires in many countries, and volcanoes erupting far from our homes. Drought and locust swarms in countries we never heard of. Hurricanes and tornadoes that caused mass damage. More and more wars. Yet, whatever was far away, we ignored. Evidence shows these are getting worse. Like the labor pains a woman has after almost 9 months of happy halcyon days waiting for her baby. After increasingly severe pains comes joy when it's over. Imagine Matthew 24, Jesus describes God's promised judgment is coming with increasingly painful warnings, and Jesus' word is birth pains. Happy halcyon days on earth are flickering away to God's final judgment. In Luke 12, 49, Jesus said, "I wished it were already kindled." But at the end of Matthew 23, Jesus tells of his yearning love for people to come to him for safety under his wings to find joy. All we have to do is to repent and return to our Lord, and he will give us peace despite whatever's happening. Jesus taught us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven."